What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Peace of My Mind, the podcast where I leave you guys hanging for a little over 2.5 months. Last podcast was September 1st. It is now November 16th. So actually, exactly 2.5 months, if my math is correct. But I was just doing a live stream where I don't remember how it came up, but I was like, dang, I haven't done a podcast in so long. And then I was like, what if I did one? Not on stream, of course. The of course being just because every time I do a podcast where it's on stream, I get distracted by the chat. And then when I don't respond to the chat, I feel bad because I'm not talking to the chat. And it's just this whole thing. You know how it goes. I mean, you guys know, right? But anyway, if you guys don't watch me on stream, which is perfectly fine, nobody's judging. If you guys don't watch me on stream, you can check it out. twitch.tv/Bayfield. It's a hoot of a time. But we just vibe there. Let's see. Where do I even start? Maybe I should have listened to the last podcast so I could tell you where I left off. But also, no, you know? I'm just kidding. I only mess. Let's see. What did I do today? I told the stream. So I've said that I want to keep these podcasts as like a verbal journal, like not a vlog as in a video log, but a vlog as in a vocal log. I used to have a term for it. It's not an audio journal. Maybe it was an audio log. Dang it. I don't remember what it was. Anyway, I decided that I wanted to do it again, do this podcast again. And I keep thinking about it. I'm like, dang, I need to start the podcast back up. And then I don't know what happens. Like even on stream, I was saying it, that I needed to just get my mic ready, like get my mic set up, because then I had no excuse. But that's what I did, and now my mic is set up, and I had no excuse. And here we are. We made it. A little bit of voice pleasure. Yikes! A little bit of voice pleasure. I am going to be away from my house. Here I can explain this situation, or some of it at least. Partially, because they're, you know, contractually binded by an NDA, you know how it goes. But for Mr. Beast, which, for those of you wondering, yes, I do still work at Mr. Beast. And Maitland actually works there now too. But I currently am quarantining in my own house with Ethan and Carl. So me, Ethan, and Carl are here, but Maitland also lives in my house on regular days, but she is not coming on the shoot that we're going on. Let's back up. So we have a shoot that's going to involve a lot of people, and taking all the safety precautions, we're quarantining before we go and do this just to make sure that everybody's safe. You know, it makes sense, but we're quarantining, so... they needed us to quarantine for 3 to 4 days, and that's exactly what we're doing. But Maitland is not going on this trip, but me, Ethan, and Carl are, so Maitland could not be in the same house as us. So they rented a hotel for her. Rented? Is that the word? They got her a hotel for the time before we leave from here, because we're doing the 4 days, then leaving here to go to the place. And then it's another 6 days, and then we're coming back here, and then we'll be able to rendezvous. But, like, I got tested yesterday. What day is it? Monday? So yesterday was Sunday. Did I get tested yesterday? Yeah, I guess it was. So I got tested yesterday, came back home, started my quarantine. I'm going to be getting tested on Wednesday again, and then we're leaving out of town Wednesday. And then we're going to be there till the following Wednesday, getting tested again that Wednesday, and then coming back to the house. So I'm actually getting tested 3 times in the next 2 weeks. I'm quarantining here at the house. Maitland's at a hotel. Then once this 3-day quarantine is over, I'm leaving the house. Maitland is coming back to the house, but we will not be able to cross paths. So we won't be able to see each other. So it's going to be, we're basically quarantining away from each other for, I think, 10 days total is what it comes out to be. So that's why Maitland had a tweet that was like, something about Bailey has to quarantine so I don't get to see him or something. And I had a couple people text me and they're like, hey, I hope that everything is all right. I saw that you had to quarantine. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. It's not, it's just that we needed to do it for video, whatever. So it's nothing bad. So thank you for the concerns. I do appreciate it, but it's nothing bad. We're just going out on a shoot. But, so yeah, that's the situation. That's where I'm currently standing. We just did a couple shoots. If you watch the, I'm not going to talk about Mr. Beast this whole time, I promise. But if you watch the, they just uploaded a, if you press this button, I give you $100,000 or something. I was a big part of that shoot. I came up with some of the ideas, and then I was on set making sure that everything kind of went smoothly, to mainly to cover my own booty and then the other guy in creative. Which, by the way, this has been a change since last time I did a podcast. I'm no longer an editor for Mr. Beast. I do still edit some things, but I'm not editing the main videos. I am now part of creative, which is just, you know, just helping whatever creatively goes about all the shenanigans. So I'm now officially a Mr. Beast creative. I even put it on my Instagram bio, so that's when you know it's legit. Instagram bios are like Facebook relationship statuses. It's like, once you see it in my Instagram bio, then you know it's real. But not editing as much, and now I'm going on shoots, which is exciting. However, I'm feeling like this is probably going to be a few more trips like this where I'm not going to be able to see Maitland, which is, you know, that's sad, but it is part of the job. Hopefully it'll lead to better opportunities in the future. We'll see. Anyway, let's go off of that. Still doing merch stuff, still making Quiet Wave. Actually just had a brilliant idea from Brad, who I'm sure Brad is listening. Shout out to Brad. What's up, my guy? Brad had this idea of creating a Christmas line of shirts where it says naughty and nice on the front. But the catch is you buy what is listed on there as a naughty / nice shirt, and then you buy it, but then I send you what I think you deserve, whether you get nice or naughty in your shirt. And I just think that's hilarious. GG's on that idea, Brad. So might be doing that soon. I just need to get some stuff ordered, have those ready. But I think that's hilarious. Still doing music. Just had a song come out like 2 days ago called Finger Guns with my friend Jordan, aka Gambit. And then he got somehow Lil B, which I had never heard of Lil B before this, but apparently he's a bigger deal in the music industry. I know that he's got like 150,000. He's got like 150,000 followers on Instagram, but I think that he's got more plays on Spotify. So I had just heard, I was like, oh, shout out to Lil B, I guess, but I didn't know who he was. Let's see, Lil B, artist. He's got 132,000 monthly plays. That's not bad. He's got a song with 1.4 million followers. But it was pretty cool. Did a song with him. What, I never met him. I don't think that Jordan ever met him. He just sent us a bar and we just ran with it. But it's called Finger Guns. It's on Spotify and Apple Music. Finger Guns has a, wait, I think that it's an S at the end. But it shows up in mine. If you type in Chino Finger Guns, then you'll get, the song will for sure come up. And then also have a song coming out the 21st, which if you're listening to this in the future, heck yes, you might have already heard it, but it's called Friend Zone with my friend Tanner. And it's called Friend Zone. Coming out the 21st. That'll be up on everywhere. I'm worried that Tanner is not going to be listed correctly on there, so I'm probably going to have to fix his, which is really annoying that it doesn't let you fix it before, but that'll go up. I'm also working on another song that I wasn't a big fan of, but then I just played it on stream and people seem to like it, so I might start working on that a little bit more. I know I've got time tomorrow, and I said I was going to stream, so I'm going to stream for a little bit. I just want to do a little bit of an early stream. I've just been so exhausted from work that I don't want to stream. But then I know that I actually, when I actually start streaming, I do enjoy it. So I just gotta, and I need to do shorter streams. Like today I did a little bit of a longer one. It was like 2 hours and 15, 20 minutes. And that was good. But for the future ones, I want to go a little bit longer. I mean, a little bit shorter so that I don't overdo it. But, did the stream, started collecting Pokemon cards since the last podcast. Mainly because there was a Logan Paul thing where he went and bought a bunch of the old ones, and I was like, oh, dang, okay, so people are still investing in Pokemon cards to sell them. So my idea was I was going to go in, buy some, and then sell the ones that are good. But then I started doing it, and I really enjoyed it. And I've started buying packs, and, like, I bought a couple booster boxes early on. But it's a fun time. They've got some at the dollar store. Those are fun. They're a guilty pleasure. Filmed a bunch of TikToks doing that. Made a video with my friend Brayden that I don't know what we're going to do with that. I might just upload it as a video. Who knows? But, yeah, life's just been chill, you know? I mean, not chill. It's been chaos, but it's I guess, a good chaos. I think that there's good things in the future. That's the hope, at least. Today was payday, so I did get paid. That's exciting. What else? Been really trying to... Oh, I have a mystery box on the Quiet Wave website, which, by the way, thequietwave.com or quietwavellc.com, either one of those work. You can go to the merch store. Again, The Quiet Wave. It's got the in there because Quiet Wave was really expensive. It was like $3,000 if I wanted to buy just quietwave.com. So it's thequietwave.com. You can check out the merch. It's probably down in the description if you're on Apple Music. I don't think that Spotify has a description. Maybe it does. But either way, it's down in the description on some of those things. Been trying to... I got a mystery box that is pretty cool. And it's got a bunch of goodies in there. I told Brad, and if some of you guys were in the chat, there is, you can get the Daddy Chill shirt in the mystery box. After the mystery box is done, you can get it later, but it just, you can get it earlier, and it'll be cheaper in the long run if you get it through the mystery box. But you have to get the tier 2 or tier 3, and it's got it in there. But I'm planning on selling all the stuff that comes in the mystery box, but it, like I said, you get first dibs, and it ends up being cheaper when you buy the mystery box. So it's really a win-win for the whole squad. But that's what I've been up to. What else have I been doing? Music, streaming. I got the new Pokemon. Well, I keep calling it the new Pokemon game, but I bought Pokemon Sword for the Switch. Been playing that a little bit. It's all right. I do miss the old Pokemon games. I still have Pokemon Fire Red and my DS. That one's a bop. A bop and a half, actually. I've been trying to read more. I've got some audiobooks that I've been listening to. I just listened to Matthew McConaughey's book, and it inspired me to start journaling, so I've been journaling more. But after I read the book, I was like, heck yes, I'm going to journal every day. And then I skipped like a week, so I didn't journal for a long time. And I was like, okay, what can I do? So I started doing to-do lists as well. So the to-do lists are also, I mean, it kind of shows you what my priorities were in that day. But then if I get around to journaling, then I'll journal. But I'm not putting much pressure on, like, having to do it every single day because I don't want to have to force myself to journal, which maybe isn't necessarily a bad thing to force yourself to journal. But I've written in there before. I don't know what it is. I just do not like journaling. Like, I wish that I could just do it faster. I might start doing voice to text so I can get it onto a document and then maybe print them out. Maybe it's because I'm lazy. I don't care. But I think that it's because I write so slow, and I've written that down too. Like, I think that I just write so slow that I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to have to write, because it's like, say I'm saying, today I went outside and we filmed a whole shoot and it was really cool. I have to write down, today I went outside, and it just is not the same. I could have just said that whole sentence in my phone and it would type it, which, fun fact, in college, I would write whole essays, like whole... I remember I wrote like an 8-page paper, and the whole thing was in voice to text. I don't remember what it was about, but I ended up getting like a 93, and it took me 45 minutes to write an 8-page paper. So that, folks, is called working smarter, not harder. And if that's your first time ever hearing that you can write papers with voice to text, which, by the way, here's what I did. I would write them on my notes app, on my phone, write them on my notes app with voice to text. I would write them all in there. Then I would copy and paste and put it into a Google Drive document. And then from there, it's easier to see spelling errors. So I just went through and did the spelling errors. I didn't fix grammar errors. Left all those fine. But spelling errors I fixed to make it look at least like I tried. And then I just put my name at the top and date or whatever, and then just sent it off. Got a 93 on an 8-page paper that I did entirely voice to text. Didn't even proofread it. Literally just used the red underlines to go and fix the text. So, again, smarter, not harder, ladies and gents. I've almost finished this book called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, which Maitland and I listened to a podcast with Joe Rogan and what's her name? Hannah Montana. What's Miley Cyrus? She was saying that she lives by that book. So I listened to it. It's by Daniel Amen. Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. Really good. Really long. I got the unabridged version, so it's even longer. It's not like broken into chapters. What other book have I read? I did the Matthew McConaughey book. There was one other one that I feel like I'm missing. It was... The David Goggins book. What is that book called? David Goggins book. Don't Fear Me. Or I Fear Not. What is it called? Hold on, I'm going to go and find it. Just in case you guys are keeping track of the books I read. Let me go to Audible. I love Audible, by the way. It is called Oh, Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. That is one of the most crazy books you'll ever read. Because the guy is a psychopath. In the good sense. Like, well, you could call it the good sense. He's just crazy. Like, he did a ultra marathon, which is a 100-mile run. And he did it without any training. He, like, talks about how he pooped himself. And he didn't, like, eat well. He was, like, throwing up all over the place. But he's a crazy person. He failed boot camp for the Marines, like, 3 times before he finally did it. I don't know. You just got to... If you're looking for an inspiring story, he's not like one of those people where it's like he's a natural born athlete. He like has a hole in his heart and he still runs all these things. So he's not, he like has beat these things against all odds kind of deal. I skimmed through this book, Purple Cow by Seth Godin. Pretty good, but I've just been skimming it and I'm halfway through. It took me like 15 minutes to get through 100 pages because I don't like reading. So with this, I would skim through, and it's got these little parts that have bullet points. It's funny because I was skimming through the first couple of pages, and then I saw this thing that said down at the bottom I have highlighted the most important things from this chapter, and I would just read those and then get the whole synopsis of the chapter, which I don't know why anybody would want to read the whole thing because I got what I needed from the bullet points. Again, smarter, not harder. Have you ever heard of those people that speed read books? That's something that they do. They go through and look for keywords and footnotes. So like that book really did it for me. I just read the keywords. I mean the footnotes, and it was perfect because I got everything I needed in 1/100th of the time. And we love that. I'm halfway through the book Steal Like an Artist, which is a really good one. I just can't get around to reading it for whatever reason. I don't know why I won't do it. I finished the book Start by John Acuff. I've really actually read a whole lot of books this year. I think that I said I was going to read 12 or... No, maybe I said 5 was my New Year's resolution. Which, by the way, I need to start on my New Year's resolutions. Usually December is when I start doing that. I read the book It's got a potty word in it. It's called You Are a Bad Butt by Jen Cicero. Or Sincero. There's You Are a Bad Butt, but then there's also You Are a Bad Butt at Making Money. And I've read both, but I just recently read the first one, You Are a Bad Butt. Everybody quote me on that. You Are a Bad Butt, but it's the A word. I just don't say potty words because I don't know why. That's a really good one. It like kind of teaches you to have no excuses. You just got to get out there. Let me get a swig of water because my voice is going. I've been talking on the live stream for so long, and now I'm talking on here. I'm just gonna let it go to like around 20 minutes. We're about 1 minute of the way there, or away from it, whatever. But I just wanted to come back, say hi to everybody. It's been so long. Maybe I'll make a podcast topics room in the Discord. I don't know. But you can also check out the Discord. Maybe I have a link down below. If not, I've got a link in my Twitch, twitch.tv/Bayfield. That'd probably be the easiest. You can just click the panel. It'll take you straight there. But maybe I'll have a little topics thing where I can have like people saying like, hey, talk about whatever. I don't know. But I hope that you guys enjoyed this unadulterated, unabridged version of the Peace of My Mind podcast with Bailey Stanfield. I'm Bailey Stanfield. And yeah, I'm planning on bringing this microphone with me on this shoot because I do want to record some podcasts there. I need to make a goal. Like maybe I'll try to say... I'm going to say it out loud. Maybe that'll manifest it. But let's say 3 podcasts in that time. It's nice to unwind, but I know that I have so many things that I missed that I don't want to get like overwhelmed at the thought of how many things I could be talking about, you know, but I think that's what I got. I hope that you guys enjoyed this. Just a nice little crispness, not Christmas, crispness in your ears from this. Check out the Quiet Wave store, thequietwave.com, and check out the stream, YouTube, there's links down below. You know what to do. Patreon is out there, patreon.com/Bayfield. This is just becoming a plugs thing. Anyway, that's what I got. Do something nice, somebody. Peace out.